ओके, इस तरह का जो शॉर्ट केस है ना, वो बहुत यूजुअली हमें ओपीडीज में देखने को नहीं मिलता। इट्स वेरी लेस लाइकली कि आपको अपनी पूरी ट्रेनिंग में अगर कोई एक ऐसे केस या दो केसेस नज़र आते हैं। दिस इज़ अ क्लासिकल केस ऑफ ऑर्सेनिकल कैरेटोसिस इन विच वी हैव सीन दैट देर इज़ अ hypo and hyperpigmentation present on the sun exposed areas of the skin, also on the trunk, limbs, face, which gives a typical presentation which is known as the rain on the dusty road. Besides this, on examination of the limbs, we have seen that there are warty papules present on the dorsal aspect of the limbs. There is nail dystrophy. Some degree of the alopecia or hair thinning is also very visible, and a very striking feature of arsenical keratosis is the presence of punctate keratosis present on the palms and the sole. सो अगर हमें इस तरह का कोई शॉर्ट केस मिलता है तो उसमें हमने जैसे हमें कमांड मिलती है कि एग्जामिन द फेस एंड डू द रेलिवेंट एग्जामिनेशन और एग्जामिन द फीट एंड डू द रेलिवेंट एग्जामिनेशन। सो अगर हमें फेस की कमांड मिलती है या लिम्स की कमांड मिलती है, इसमें हमने क्या क्या एग्जामिन करना है। वी स्टार्ट विद द फेस। सो इन द फेस वी आर गोइंग टू एग्जामिन द स्किन first with the naked eye, then with the torch and hand lens, कि उसमें हमें hyper और hypopigmented macules नज़र आ रहे हैं। So we are going to inspect and then we are going to palpate the lesions, that whether they are raised or not. Then we are going to look for the extent of the lesions on the entire face. We are going to look for the sun protected areas as well, under the chin, behind the ears. Then फेस की एग्जामिनेशन की जब हमें कमांड मिलती है, सो वी आर गोइंग टू एग्जामिन द फेस इन सच अ वे दैट वी आर नॉट गोइंग टू मिस द एग्जामिनेशन ऑफ द ईयर्स ऑन बोथ द साइड्स, एग्जामिनेशन ऑन द बैक ऑफ द आईलिड्स, आई की एग्जामिनेशन इन द कंजंक्टिवा शुड बी चेक्ड, देन एग्जामिनेशन ऑफ द नेजल कैविटी, ओरल कैविटी। इन द ओरल कैविटी वी आर गोइंग टू लुक एट द बकल म्यूकोसा, हार्ट पैलेट, then on the tongue, dorsal, ventral aspect and the gingiva. After that, we are going to palpate for the regional lymph node, that is the cervical lymph nodes. In the examination of the scalp, we will not only look for the alopecia, that whether it is a scarring or non-scarring type of the alopecia, we are going to do the hair pull test, because the hairs will be sparse and hair thinning will be seen. So we are going to do the central parting and see that whether there is a frank alopecia or telogen effluvium seen or not. Then further extending examination, we are going to examine the rest of the skin, that is the neck, trunk, back, examine the limbs. Then we are going to do the examination of the upper and the lower limbs, not only the skin but also the nails. Interdigital web spaces, look at the palmar aspect of the hands, plantar aspect of the feet for the punctate keratosis. Then the relevant examination of the limbs, it is very important to check for the peripheral neuropathy, which is a feature of arsenical keratosis. So as in this case, when we are examining the dorsal aspect of the hands and the feet, there are warty papules seen. They may or may not be present, although they are not a classical feature of arsenical keratosis. But yes, when we are doing the cutaneous examination, then we are not going to miss any part of the skin. Then examination of the nails, because knees lines, the presence of transverse white bands on the nails are a classical feature seen in arsenical keratosis. Then for the peripheral neuropathy, we are going to do the sensory examination because there is a sensory loss in a glove and stocking pattern. Then we are going to check the power and may do the joint examination also, although it is not very necessary in this particular case. Similarly, in the feet also, we are going to do the peripheral nerve examination, both sensations and the power. Reflexes is not very important in this case. Then examination of the relevant examination, we are going to auscultate the chest, cardiac auscultation, and also the auscultation of the lungs. abdominal palpation for any visceromegaly. So in the differentials, our provisional diagnosis will be arsenical keratosis, but in this case, as we have seen that there are warty papules seen on the dorsal aspect of the hands, and also this hyper and hyperpigmented macules and patches seen on the trunk, so we can also keep EDV, because when we saw this patient we thought that it is EDV, but when we looked at the classical punctate keratosis at the palms and soles, and then we took the history, it was a classical case of arsenical keratosis. So if one differential is need to be kept, then we can keep EDV in this case. Yes, in the investigations we are going to do the specific investigation, that is we can do the one thing I forgot to mention in the examination is this, that in the examination of the skin we have to look for any evidence of a malignancy, because in arsenical keratosis there is an increased risk of non-melanoma skin cancers. So that's why we have to examine the entire skin to look for any SCC or BCC, particularly SCC, and also because there is an increased risk of internal organ malignancy such as the lung, colon, bladder, kidneys. So all of the lymph nodes should be palpated, and also the examination of the chest, abdomen should be done for keeping in mind the malignancies.